Jason Sobel joins us from Augusta. Jason, I appreciate your time. We had a question. Do you know, and I know this is a tough one to start with, but do you know what's the best finish the winner of the par three has ever had at the Masters?
Oh, that's a good question. I think there's probably been some really high finishes. Obviously, nobody who's won the par three contest has actually won the Masters tournament in the same week, but I think some guys have seriously contended on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, we were joking earlier, considering no one's ever won it, like, how serious do people take the par three, or is it more now about family and friends and just enjoying the day rather than the score?
Oh, it's never been about the score. I mean, these guys would rather play well than play poorly, but no, this is about having fun. It's about one last chance to relax and unwind a little bit before the opening round starts tomorrow, and it's a great tradition, but no, these guys... they're not taking this thing too seriously, trust me.
Jason, up here, there's a lot of buzz about, the next Canadian on the horizon, Graham Dillette. Is there any buzz about this kid down here? I'm down there. I'm not saying is he one of the favorites, but is he getting some attention and people taking a look at him? He played a little with practice round or whatever with Mike Weir, of course, who's won the Masters. How much buzz, if any, is there about Dillette?
Not too much right now, just because there are so many big names here, and I think the focus is more on the guys we know, the Rory McIlroys, Adam Scott, Phil Mickelson. So I haven't heard too much buzz about Graham Dillette. That doesn't mean he can't win here. I think it's going to be a good experience for him. I'm a huge Dillette fan as far as his game. I think that he's going to be at some point not only a major contender but a major champion. And I think this will lead to bigger and better things because he needs this experience to sort of start that journey to get there. So whether he finishes in the top 10 this week, whether he misses the cut, it's a good experience for him to get that under his belt and start playing these tournaments. And within 2 or 3 years, I see him as a guy who can seriously contend here on a Sunday.
Senior writer from thegolfchannel.com joining us live at Augusta, Jason Sobel. Jason, a lot of people are liking Adam Scott's game right now. Of course, no one's repeated as Masters back-to-back champs, and Tiger Woods did it over a decade ago. We've seen so many new winners the last 5 years at majors. Should we expect the same thing? Who are your guys who have never won that you're expecting to be in contention this weekend?
Guys who have never won a major that I expect to be in contention. I think the list starts with Sergio Garcia. And Sergio has now played, I believe, more majors than anybody else in the field without winning one. But he's trending in the right direction. He's gone up on the Masters leaderboard each of the last 4 years. I know he gets a lot of grief for putting, but if you look at his putting statistics, he's gone in the last 3 years from not just being a poor putter, but he's gone from being poor to being average to really being better than average right now. He's actually a really good putter. He's been inside the top 35 on the PGA Tour each of the last 3 years. So, and we all know what kind of ball striker he is. So I think Sergio Garcia is at the top of that list. Jason Day isn't much farther behind. And then you can kind of maybe look at the younger guys, a player like Jordan Spieth or Patrick Reed or maybe Harris English.
Interesting. One guy I look at, Jason, it seems to me the course sets up perfect for him. The question is, how well is he playing now? Rory McIlroy, it just seems it's about time for him.
I think so, too. And Rory's actually played very well lately. Rory's maybe not winning tournaments, but certainly moving in the right direction. Finished in Houston with a 65 on Sunday that left him in seventh place. And this is a course that's tailor-made for his game. His high draw is really going to work well around Augusta, as it has in the past. He just hasn't been able to finish it off. And let's remember, this guy is still 24 years old. Mm-hmm. He's won the U.S. Open. He's won the PGA Championship. If he can win this week, that's three legs of the career Grand Slam before his 25th birthday. Wow. That would be remarkable.
Jason Sobel joins us. It definitely would be. And his career was up, and then he struggled last season. And his struggles, I wonder, Jason, if the struggles from a player like that relate to just how much more competitive golf is. Like, the field now, on any given major, you've probably got 50 guys who can win.
Absolutely, and I think that might be part of it, the fact that really nobody's dominating. It's not like anybody else is winning on a week-in, week-out basis. So it's not like Rory's falling behind other top players. But he had a tough year last year, and that's okay. It's part of the learning process, part of the growing process. If you go look at Tiger Woods, the early part of his career, he wasn't dominating the way that we all remember him to be dominating. There were certainly years in there where he didn't win as much, and he struggled at times. And it's the same thing for Rory McIlroy. Last year, changing equipment, going through certainly some changes in his personal life, his love life, his management team. And he's got all of those things in order right now, and I think he's back to playing really good golf.
When you look at people, whether you want to call them dark horses or, flying under the radar a little bit, who pops to mind for you? One guy who pops to mind for me is Angel Cabrera. He can win this thing. He's shown that. He's not a young man by any stretch, but is he got a crack at winning this thing?
Well, sure. I don't know if I'd go as far as to call him a dark horse, though, just because he's a guy that finds himself seemingly in contention here on the leaderboard at some point every single year.
Yeah.
Back in 2009, and then finished obviously second place in the playoff last year. So I look at guys who aren't necessarily dark horses. It's not like a guy who you've never heard of before, but I look right at the top of the par three contest list right now with Ryan Moore. He's a player who I've thought for a long time is going to win a major championship. I love his patience on the course. He's got the right mentality to go out there and win, takes the game very, very seriously, and I could certainly see him going out there and winning this tournament this week. And I don't know that I'd necessarily call him a dark horse, but he's certainly not the favorite either.
Jason Sobel joins us, lead writer for thegolfchannel.com. Jason, it created a lot of controversy, at least some people, about having Paulina Gretzky on the cover of Golf magazine when she's not, she's not a golfer. How did members of the LPGA take that, or do they see it as a slap in the face of them at all?
Oh, they, for the most part, took it as a slap in the face, and not just the fact that Paulina Gretzky was on the cover of Golf Digest, but the fact that she was on the cover, and there have been no LPGA players on the cover, I believe, in 5 or 6 years. And that's something that I would think would be rectified pretty soon with all the talk about this and all the headlines that it's made. I would think that Golf Digest, and I don't know anything, I don't have any inside information, but I would think that they would right that wrong at some point in the near future, because I think there would be a lot less of a problem with Paulina Gretzky being on the cover if a Stacey Lewis or an NB Park or a Suzanne Pedersen had been on the cover before her.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's not like in golf, if they were going strictly for looks, because there's, I don't know any other reason what she's bringing to golf other than I guess she's engaged to Dustin Johnson, but there's a fair amount of attractive female golfers if that's the angle they wanted to go with.
Certainly, but it's about selling magazines too, and I think I understand that. I think everyone kind of understands that. It's about being able to go on the newsstand and show people something that they're not used to seeing and having them pick up the magazine because of it, and maybe getting outside the diehard golfer fandom, I guess, a little bit. So I can understand both viewpoints, and like I said, I think and I certainly hope that they'll right that wrong, and maybe we even see a collaborative LPGA effort on the cover soon with those players I mentioned. Get Lexi Thompson, who just won the Kraft Nabisco Championship a few days ago, maybe Michelle Wee and a few other players who are playing very well right now, and I think that everyone would be happy after that they corrected themselves there.
Jason, one guy I'm looking at, mentioned him earlier, Mike Weir. When you've worn the green jacket, that says something. He's healthy, so we're told, for the first time in a long time. Like others, he's no longer a young man, but he's a past champion. Will there be a fair number of eyes on Mike Weir to see what he's got left? Because, you know what, aside from being a champion and coming back to the Masters, he's running out of exemptions elsewhere, and it's sort of a make-or-break period for Mike Weir, isn't it?
It really is, and obviously, especially people from Canada will be watching Mike Weir this week and seeing what he brings to the course. I actually, and call me crazy, because he's only made one cut this year, and I believe it was a 54th place finish, and he, like you mentioned, he has struggled, but he's trending upward just a little bit. He's playing a little bit better, and I think he makes the cut this week, and I think that especially if the course plays fast and firm, if things dry out here a little bit and it gets a little windy maybe, and Mike's able to scramble his way around the course and it doesn't play to the hands of the bigger hitters, I certainly think that Mike Weir can go out there and make the cut. I don't know that he can contend for the title, but mm-hmm. I think it's probably baby steps for him right now, and to move up that ladder and to make the cut at the Masters would be a pretty good feat for him right now.
Jason, quickly, who are you picking? Who do you like this week?
I've got Rory McIlroy. Game has come into gear right now. I think he's played really good golf over the last 3 or 4 months, and this course is tailor-made for him with his high draw. And let's remember, if he wins this week, that's a third leg of the major career major championship Grand Slam with only the Open Championship left. That'd be pretty remarkable.
We appreciate your time. Enjoy Augusta. Is it going to be warm tomorrow? What's temperature supposed to be?
Yeah, it's supposed to be warm throughout the next 4 days. It's going to be great. It's somewhere in the 75 to 80 degree range, and it's going to be sunny and maybe a little breeze coming through here, but perfect temperatures for Augusta.
Appreciate it, Jason. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.